When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is
High Level Conversation.
So who your Mount Rushmore are the top black actors?
I mean, based off of legacy, you got Denzel, you got Will, you got Don Cheadle, you got Samuel Jackson. How many is that, four?
You said Will, Denzel, Don Cheadle, Samuel Jackson.
Or, yeah, we can even do like a Jamie Foxx. I mean,
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. That's good. I probably wouldn't have added Jamie, but he'd probably be in my top 10 somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have said, because I think some other people might have seniority over him that I probably would have had. But Jamie is a solid one, though, to add in there for sure. Have you worked with any of them?
No.
Have you met any of them?
Yes. I met everybody except Denzel.
He ain't met Denzel?
Nah, I haven't met Denzel.
He ain't met nobody to even Denzel.
Well, no, I believe that. I think when I talk to Denzel, it'll be about this Impact joint, not a movie. I'm not really talking to anybody about movies. To be honest with you, I love all of those black brothers, you know what I'm saying? But I'm intending to, like, you know, I think I'm the goat in my eyes. I'll be 100% honest.
Okay.
You know.
Now listen, youngster. I got to speak for the OGs out there in the world. Like, wait a minute, what did he just say?
Yeah.
No, are you supposed to feel that way? You know what I'm saying?
I'm the goat in my eyes.
But you know,
because I see life, my life from like this view, you know, before
I'm
dead.
We got to see some different perspectives from you first. You got to see.
Hey, man.
Because Denzel got it. Malcolm X.
He got Malcolm X. Yeah.
He got Malcolm X.
I don't got nothing to compete with no Malcom X.
So you got to get you one of them ones.
Yeah, you're right.
That's like. That hit the culture, because when I watched Malcolm X, that was my "you guys, sir."
Yeah.
I don't mean to say it that way, but it's funny to have that comparison.
No, I saw that movie. That was a good movie.
But like
movie,
when I watched Malcolm X, growing up as a black Muslim, it was the first time I got to see my culture on screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as I said with Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. The first time I get to see my culture on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Same thing as like Jay Electronica, when he drops an album, that's my culture in music.
Right?
That's rare that I get to see it, because it's never truly like in a pure form where I get to watch it or see it.
So this is why
like I create so much myself, because I want it to be that archetype that people can see and look up to.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, where do you get that lifestyle from? Where do you get that God body culture from?
Like, yeah.
I represent that in real life, on real time. Yeah. But as I was saying, Denzel, you feel me? He got them ones. Samuel Jackson got so many movies in there. I don't even know how many movies. He got hundreds of them.
Yeah, I love all of them, man. Let's be clear with what I'm referring to.
No, you can be competitive. I'm 100%. I'm just saying what you had to put on your resume.
Yeah.
For we go from Denzel to me.
Well, let's talk about Denzel and Shameik at this age. Not Denzel in its entirety, because Denzel is well seasoned.
Uh-huh.
Right.
What age does Denzel start? Somebody pull that up for me.
Probably in his 30s, right? No, yeah, for sure.
He got that one movie he was a principal in. That was the earliest movie I seen him in.
Cause we won an Oscar for the Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When I was 20 or 21. None of anybody we just said did that at 20 or 21. To be clear, my first movie was Dope.
I respect it.
No, this is my case. My first film was Dope. I don't pop my shit nowhere else
No, look, this is the platform for you.
You know what I'm saying?
This your space.
I never do this nowhere else, so I just want to do it as respectfully as possible. I was 22?
No, Denzel was 22 when he started.
Okay, he was 22 when he started, bet. So, yeah, I was 21 when we got that first Oscar for Best Animation. Now, I didn't get an Oscar for Shameik Moore Best Performance. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference, but we walked across that Oscar stage. Obviously, if you see the movie, da-da-da. Dope's impact culturally. I mean, either you seen it or you didn't, but it is what it is, you know? The Get Down, same way. We represented the origins of hip-hop. So I was a geek for the hood, you know? Then I was hip-hop's original bad boy in The Get Down. Mm. The first one selling while DJing. We started the parties, the whole Get Down function. Okay, so I represent it. Okay, cool. Then we go into Spider-Verse. Obviously, that's like pushing culture forward, you know, et cetera. The first one, we get the Oscar for that one. Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, either you seen it or you just referenced it, you know? Culturally, we're showing range. We have a comedy that's coming out called The Gutter. Culturally, it's showing range.
Somebody got some Palo Santo.
Some Palo Santo.
Yeah, man. Got to consecrate this moment for the ancestors.
Amen. You know, and I think ideally, I intend by the time I'm, you know, able to be mentioned in a conversation seriously with Samuel Jackson or Will Smith or Denzel or Jamie, who have been pivotal in opening up lanes for me to be able to do what I just said, my accomplishments were, you know, I'm specifically aiming to compete with their resumes. And
it's not just, of course, the black roster, but it will be, of course, all actors, because then you got to throw the Al Pacinos.
You feel me?
All of them, because let's be honest, Denzel should have got that Oscar for Malcolm. They should have got so many Oscars, costume, direction. Spike Lee should have swept.
Right.
He should have walked in there and swept, just like Nas should have swept so many years ago, like Killer Mike just swept recently. So I believe at that time, black actors wasn't even really getting their accreditation.
Right, you know? Yeah.
And the Oscars, remember that whole hashtag, Oscars so white? You know what I mean? That was before social media could have these protests. So actors felt like, man, the only media that you can use to complain was their media, right? To protest was their media. So Denzel probably is the epitome of the, I'm gonna wait for the invite. You know what I mean? You probably never hear Denzel complain about anything. He just keeps doing the work.
Yeah.
And of course, he's the GOAT. Like, you can't even argue with GOAT. You know what I'm saying? It's just done. That's like in hip hop, there's Tupac, and acting is Denzel. You know what I mean? And it's like, I like the confidence.
Let's talk about impact. Let's talk about impact. Representation is one thing. Mm. Let's talk about what the community is getting out of it. A lot of us, actors, singers, rappers, designers, a lot of us made it. A lot of us are GOATs. Mm. What did it do for the college tuition? What did it do for the rent? What did it do for the gas money? What did it do for the electric bill? Mm. What did it do for the clothes that y'all got to get your kids and whatever? What did it do? Mm. Absolutely nothing. It did nothing, you know, but it did uplift us. It gave us representation, which is an accomplishment. It's like integration. It was an accomplishment, right? But the infrastructure wasn't accomplished, right? So yes, we have faces now. We have prominent, legendary faces. But to me, the GOAT is going to be the one that did something with that impact of the legacy. Okay, I look up to you. You make movies. You're a great...
Now you're making a case. Now you're making a case.
This is why I can only talk about me. I can only talk about me. I don't know everybody else's story, you know? I can only talk about me. And there's purpose. There's a reason I'm alive. Mm. There's a reason we having this conversation and we talking about the things we talking about and et cetera. I can't afford to doubt what God is using this vessel for. It's in my suit. I'm here. It's like, I can't afford to doubt that, especially in the presence of a God that has knowledge itself, born into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm new. I'm new and I'm happy to be here. You know, and I have so much to learn, but also look at me that way. I have so much to learn. Mm-hmm. See me still. You know, don't overlook it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I respect it. See, listen. You know what I mean? The beauty about or what you said.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because I think you take the case into a completely different point when you talk about impact. And I don't know everybody's impact, which is probably the problem, right? Is that we don't make an impact loud enough,
right,
to reverberate, to affect someone else, mm-hmm, right? Our impacts are too safe,
mm-hmm,
right? At this point in time, especially with the OGs that we named, like, a lot of us look up to them almost as father figures in reverence, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the culture needs, we used to have these meetings back in the day where, you know, the Reverend Jacksons and the Minister Farrakhan's and different people all sit together and have these black conventions and talk about what are the issues and problems, mm-hmm, of black America? What do we need to solve?
Mm-hmm.
Right? They will have these conventions. That's almost non-existent and disappeared now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they've gotten to the point where in the 90s and they're 80 year plus old and there's really no organizations that's took that helm. Mm-hmm. Right. And when people do decide to step into that position, no one supports it. Right. Which is probably an even deeper issue. I mean, I've been doing this work for a minute now.
Where
everybody will tell you, I see you, but ain't nobody going to help you do it.
Where
you feel me? That's a completely different game that you're playing.
Yeah.
So for me, I look at people as like, play the role that you play,
right,
but just don't do nothing detrimental to us. You know what I mean? It's like the way I can respect Denzel is because he has played his role, and he's played his role in a way where he hasn't done anything detrimental to us.
Yeah,
right. A lot of people, they play their role and then they play other roles that we don't like.
Yeah.
They play other roles that's damaging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they do things that we feel like, man, why you had to sell out like that? Why you had to do that? It's like,
yeah,
a shot to the heart. I feel like Denzel just one of them people that haven't gave us that moment. And that's why I give him such a high level, because just maintaining your integrity in his world is wealth, right? And it sets an example for so many, right? To say, hey, listen, you can't tell me this is not possible.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on in Denzel's world. I don't want to know no bad things.
Yeah.
Because we need those stories.
Yeah.
Right? And that goes back to the heroes. We need more heroes. You feel me? And you having the confidence to say that you want to step up and accomplish and be next to or greater than, that's how we evolve a culture. You know what I mean? If everybody probably feels like that, so why is it taboo to say it?
You know, there's two things I want to identify as well. You said something very real. I don't know what Denzel's personal impact has been or will or whatever. That doesn't mean that they're not doing some amazing things with their money and their time and for the community in their own ways. I'm not saying that. So just to be clear, my interpretation of impact and what I'm saying is I need to be able to look up to the left, to the right, and see the impact of like what we're doing, you know, and see it. You know, people are using it day to day. You know, it's benefiting them. That's all. I'm thinking.
No, I like that. I respect it. I think that that's commendable and impact should be accessible. Like Michael B. Jordan, I think he's a good example. He got that drink, that Moss drink, mm-hmm. right? It's like even something as small as that. You walk in a grocery store, black entrepreneurism, right? Black entrepreneurship, rather. And you get to utilize a drink, and the drink doesn't have additives or preservatives and none of that. It probably comes from Jamaica Moss, right? But it's like, put your money, right, and create something that's good for us. Because most people, they're going to make a soda. They're going to make something with so much sugar and additives that if we do support it, it kills us, right? So at least if you're going to do it, have these extensions of your legacy and your impact that actually are positive when we do support you, that it supports us.
Right.
Nipsey was a commendable and an aspiring individual in that particular type of manner, that every project that he was getting onto and everything that he was teaching and leading the culture towards had positive impact connected to it. And that's where the responsibility now is that, okay, we can all be entrepreneurs. We can all make money. We can all, but what is the funnel, right? And then at the end result of it, how does this affect us into this cycle to where it's beneficial, right? I don't know why those four people that you just named haven't done a movie together and put their money together. That stuff, as a young man, I think about the industry and be like, how come Denzel and Will Smith hadn't decided to create a production company? These are my thoughts, right? And I'm like,
it's business.
Because then they get to, but then you see a Tyler Perry, and of course Tyler Perry went a completely different type of route, but what it shows is possibility. I'm not talking about the blockades that come with it. I'm not talking about the challenges. I'm talking about why haven't you tried, right? Because I will respect the person that fails versus a person that never tries. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. It's like, because when you fail, you collect information so the next person can do it better, right? And so if nobody tries, now everybody's just thinking about it. Nobody's doing nothing. So it's like, that's the onus. And I would love to, you know, I hope Denzel don't see this. And he like, I ain't never coming up there now. But, you know,
nah.
I hope, like, I want to have that conversation because I want to know.
I challenge Denzel, Will, and every prominent creative being. I challenge the most prominent creative beings that are breathing air today to embrace impact in a new way and holler at you and myself. You know, I challenge all of you. If someone is offended at all about what I'm saying right now, we should be aligning, you know? We should be aligning.
You a sucker if you get mad and it makes you go the other direction. Talk to your brother when you have a difference so you can create a bridge.
Yeah, because what we're doing right now is real. It's a movement and it takes us in reality coming together to do it. Like you said, all we're doing on our side is creating a way to make it convenient and give us some structure. But it would only work with everybody participating, you know? And that's a whole nother high level conversation. Today is like the intro, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we being strategic, you know? And I think about Gaddafi. I'm gonna stop there, but I think about Gaddafi. I think about Gaddafi.
He gonna say, that's another, but Gaddafi. but Gaddafi. Green book, lay it on the table. You said what what's understood don't have to be said. Let's say it like that. Nah, look, this right here, crazy. Disclaimer, Don't take this if you don't want to have a super day. I think it got way too much of each ingredient in here, especially the lion's mane and the black seed oil and the MCT oil and the cannabinoids. This had me up all night and I was just knocking out everything. Got to the point, I ain't even got nothing to do tomorrow. If you want to like spread out your week in a week, don't take this. If you want to knock out a week in a day, this right here will have you going. This is like Viagra for the brain. You ever wake up and you got limp brain, you feel mentally dry, and you don't feel inspired, and you ain't got what is required for you to go climb that tower of the day and knock everything down? Don't take this, because this will have you pound for pound ready to go Mike Tyson rounds. You know what I'm talking about? This Supermind right here is the best thing that I've ever had in my life, but I think it may be too much for the average person. Well, maybe we need to put a disclaimer that this is extreme, because this right here, man, I feel like I can do anything. Literally anything. Yeah, this too much. Come on, what else we got to get done, man? Send me the whole agenda. Let's do everything today. We shooting for 24 hours today. I ain't stopping, and y'all think I'm playing. Y'all better take some as well. Matter of fact, here you go. Yeah, you take some, because I'm working non-stop. Ain't no cut. Let's go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.